I was standing by my window on one cold Friday when I saw the first moon. Thank you.
it's great to be a Florida cracker, isn't it? And it's wonderful to look out here. You all look so pretty. You're getting freckles and sunburn and all that good stuff. And we don't mind if you get so hot you can't stand it to get over under the shade of a tree. I feel a little breeze blowing up here, thank goodness. You know, I feel sorry for ladies of the long ago who wore dresses like I have on, because besides wearing the dress, they had to wear unmentionables and corset covers and at least two petticoats to be decent. And I just don't know how they stood it. Well, anyway, I'm standing it pretty well. And our next performer will make you forget all your troubles. We are proud of the fact that he first came to the Florida Folk Festival as a teenager. And he feels that the Florida Folk Festival is an important part of his life. He's a Floridian. He's originally from the Orlando area, now of St. Augustine, the oldest city in the United States. And he, too, is a genius. All of them are geniuses, you know. All of us are. I'm a genius, too. He has the ability to take an incident or a happening and make a pretty song about it. Let's welcome your friend and my friend, Gamble Rogers.
Hello, everybody, and happy 4th of July.
Tell on yourself.
Oh, no, man. It's good to be here, and it's good to see it not raining. This 9-pound hammer is a little too heavy for my side. Lord, for my side, I'm going on the mountain see my baby. It ain't coming back. I know it ain't coming back. Said, run on, buddy. Don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when we won't go? Said, run on, buddy. Pull a load of coal. How can I pull when we won't go? Hey, hey, hey. Let's just pick it a minute. This song was put together by Merle Travis back in the 1940s. Real important folk music figure. He developed the most typically American style of guitar playing, which I guess is real appropriate on the 4th of July. Thumb and finger style. He didn't really invent it, but he was the first major performer to expose the style. Chet Atkins used to listen to him on a crystal radio and learned to play the style without ever watching Merle play. When he met him, he found out that Merle was doing all that with a thumb and one finger. And Chet apparently had figured out how to do it with a thumb and three fingers. Life is full of surprises. I'm going on the mountain. See my baby, it ain't coming back. I know it ain't coming back. Said, roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't go? Said, roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Oh, let's crank it up and go. Thank you. You know, not too long ago, I had the rare and wonderful privilege of retracing some hallowed footsteps, some ground that I've broken back in the early 1970s as a professional entertainer. Now, of course, I'm talking about driving up the beautiful Interstate 95. Beautiful Interstate 95, home of the squashed possum and the flattened armadillo, slashed pine and white sand, fetid swamp and firecracker emporium, where probably the only dream that consoles the weary traveler is that of being able to wake up in the middle of the night in some forsaken hostelry on the side of the road, roll over and dreamily punch a quarter into that relaxerizer machine on the bedside table and punch the wrong button and inadvertently blow up every south of the border billboard between Santee, South Carolina and Fayetteville, North Carolina. Woo! Beautiful Fayetteville, North Carolina. The soldier boys at Fort Bragg say Fatalville. Fatalville, North Carolina. Now, what is it at Fayetteville? Well, there's more slash pine, a lot of white sand, a lot of service boys. Oh, you've got mobile home retail outlets on every corner, and stereo discount houses every first door. Every second door, you've got a pawn shop. Every third door, you've got one of these businesses that specializes in adult artifacts. And all the Baptist churches in Fayetteville have SWAT teams. They burn out three or four of those joints a month. Lloyd's of London flat wouldn't touch one of them with a barge pole. Fayetteville, North Carolina. Well, anyhow, there I was playing in this little old cabaret in Fayetteville. There was no boy down at the end of the bar. I could tell by his slack-jawed, wall-eyed, slab-sided appearance, the tatter-ran appearance of his clothing, that he was flat sorry. Well, now, in Habersham County, Georgia, where I came from originally, sorriness is considered a prime virtue. People say, sorry is a sorry don't. Sorriness is something that a man quests avidly after all of his life long, going from station to station in this grand and glorious life until finally that ring is within his grasp and he takes it willfully and boldly and holds it to his breast and it can be said of him that he is truly sorry. Well, sorry is as sorry does. I want to give you an example of this state of mind. I was down home not too long ago and a couple of the old boys were talking. One of them said, well, I reckon I'll get married this year. I'm 53 years old. Time to get married. I'm tired of holding my stomach in. Now that is flat sorry. Well, I'm trying to put on a show, and there's this character at the end of the bar, and about every 15 minutes he pops up like the radioactive groundhog and says, boy, why don't you play something by John R. Cash? I said, sir, you're looking at a folk singer. I do not compromise myself. I do not play any of that country stuff. I'm interested only in art and purity of expression and universal truth. He said, she. He went back to his business and I went back to mine. Well, sir, I'm just about done with the show, and he comes weaving up through the audience like a rudderless tugboat, and he founders right in front of the microphone and says, boy, are you or are you not going to pick something by Johnny Cash? I said, sir, I told you once, I told you 10 million times, I will not under any circumstances compromise. He reached in his pocket, pulled something. I will not compromise myself. I'm an artist. He threw something down. I will not compromise. I looked down. It was a $20 bill. I said, well, $20 is a fair price. Mm-hmm. Well, I hear the train are coming, but coming around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps rolling on. That's worth 10 right there. Train keeps on moving on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. I shot a man in Reno to watch him die. Now I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, all I do is cry and cry. All picket, white trash. One more time. Rich folks riding in fancy dining cars. I bet they're drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. I know ahead coming, yet I can't be free. Makes 20. But those folks keep on moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison and that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, where I'd like to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. We have any dog lovers here? Can I see a show of hands? How many dog owners do we have? Oh, all right. Well, like old Agamemnon Abramovich said, he said, there's nothing like a dog. Yeah. Somebody put him on the spot and said, do you really dislike anything? He said, only two things, house cats and house cats. But he's a dog man. I'd like to do this for all you dog lovers. You notice the way I said that word? I said dog. It's not right unless you say dog. D-A-W-G, dog. That's man's best friend I'm talking about. Lovable, loyal, lop-eared. Bring your brandy when you're lost in an Alaskan snowdrift. Follow you over the blazing desert sands till he bloodies and blisters his faithful little feet. Lay his grizzled snoot on your knee and look up at you with those big limpid brown eyes and say, I love you, I'm a dog. And then there are dogs, D-O-G-S. Yip-yaps. Weigh about a pound and a half apiece. Canine closet queens. Bejeweled, beribboned, befurred, pomaded, powdered, painted toenails, rhinestone collars designed by God and nature to be trolled in the wake of a slow-moving boat in search of large trash fish such as hammerhead sharks.
Yep, yeah.
Well, here's a song about a dog.
Well, me and Lem and old Bill Brown took a load of corn to town.
Old Jim Dog and Ornery Cuss, he just naturally bothered us.
We drove out past Johnson's store, a passel of yaps come out at the door, and Jimmy scooted behind the box, all them fellas were chunking rocks.
Look out there, Jim.
Well, me and Lim and old Bill Brown took no time in getting down, wiped them fellas on the ground for kicking that old Jim Dog around. Well, Jim sees dude it there and then, he sure let in of them gentlemen, messing up the courthouse square with rags and tags and hiding hair. Every time I come to town, the boy's kicking my dog around. It makes no difference if he is a hound, he gotta quit kicking that dog around. Well, every time I come to town, the boy's kicking my dog around. It makes no difference if he is a hound, he gotta quit kicking that dog around. Well, I went to see my old buddy Agamemnon one time. I said, look, Agamemnon, I got a little 22 rifle I want to trade off. Have you got anything to trade? He said, yeah. You want a dog?
I said, Agamemnon, I need a dog, but I wonder, before we finalize this transaction, would you mind leading the animal in question out into the yard, please? I don't know that much about trading for animals, but an old boy told me one time, if you want to find out the truth about the merchandise, you get the other fellow to lead the animal out into the yard before you give him anything. Well, he got a piece of rope and tied it to the dog's collar, headed for the door, and the dog followed along, just a model of canine obedience. Ran head first into the door jamb. Well, he backed him up, had another go at it. The dog bounced off the door jamb, slewed down the steps, ricocheted off the chopping block, skidded over the yard, and fenced slap up against the smokehouse, feet up in the air. I said, Agamemnon, you're trying to trade me a dog. It's stone blind. He said, son, this dog ain't blind. She just don't give a damn. So we went on, and first thing you know, we ran into the boss dog. Of course, he was a hound dog. I don't know whether he was a blue tick, a red bone, a basset, a beagle, a black and tan, but friends, he was a good one. And on these cold autumn nights, when that big harvest moon nuzzles the purple hills, and you can hear the hounds just bugling back there behind some acre and ridge, and the stars are so close and flickering to the ground that they're like lightning bugs frozen in crystal. The air's quick and the leaves crackle underfoot, and you can hear those dogs just bugling. Oh, there's a sound that thrills my heart. Hound music. I wish in the world I was out there running with them. I showed them my axe and blowed my horn. Gonna get me a possum and a new mowed corn. I'll cook it for some good and brown, lay sweet potatoes all around. Here, blue. You good dog, you. I'm coming to. Old blue tree run to see a nest and a possum in a cinnamon tree. Possum grinned at me and I looked at him and I shook him out and Blue took him in. Get him, son. Get him now. You good dog, you. Old Blue died. I laid him in the shade. Grave with a silver spade. let him down with a golden chain. My leg slipped through my hand. Here, blood. You good dog, you. I'm coming to. Here, blue. Get up on the wagon now, son, and let's go on home. Going home now. Here, blue.
Going to go. He reached
reached out and lifted my hand. And he looked up at me just as much as to say, we're parting, but I understand. Now old Shep is gone, where the good dog is gone, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, love is one thing I know, old Shep has.